More Super Pumas are grounded. A DC-3 is down in Alaska. And UAVs are taking wing over the Arctic Ocean. This is Aero News for Wednesday, August 28, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. A number of Eurocopter Super Puma helicopters have been grounded following the recommendation of the UK's Helicopter Safety Steering Group in the wake of last week's fatal crash off Shetland Island in the UK. Add to that number two Super Pumas operated by the Bristow Group in Nigeria. Bristow Group says it respects the recommendation made by the HSSG, and therefore it has suspended operations of its only two Eurocopter AS-332L2 Super Pumas in Nigeria while it evaluates the incident. Bristow says they continue to be assured of the safe operation of its global fleet and is in consultation and close coordination with clients around the world regarding continued support of their critical operations with helicopters other than the Super Puma. Sky News reports that CHC Helicopters, who operated the downed aircraft, has suspended all of its Super Puma operations worldwide, as well as all UK commercial flights for other models of the aircraft, after the grounding was recommended by the UK's Helicopter Safety Steering Group. The last of the four people fatally injured has been recovered from the accident site, and the aircraft has been pulled from the water as well. A DC-3 belonging to Canada's Buffalo Airways experienced an engine fire shortly after takeoff on Monday and executed a near-perfect emergency landing in a field near Yellowknife Airport. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reports that one of the plane's engines caught fire about 30 seconds after departing Yellowknife for Hay River in the Northwest Territory, with 21 passengers and a crew of three on board. The pilot attempted to return to the airport but came down short of the runway in a field. A passenger on board the aircraft said that the airplane narrowly missed striking some transmission lines from a hydroelectric plant as the pilot attempted to land back at Yellowknife. The pilot made a gear-up landing, finally stopping in a ditch about 300 yards from the runway. No one on board was seriously injured. Buffalo Airways owner Joe McBrien credited the crew with quick thinking and superlative flying. So I wonder when we'll see that episode on ice pilots. The FAA has granted approval for ConocoPhillips Oil Company to operate UAVs over the Arctic Ocean in Alaska. The company says the aircraft will be used to survey ice flows and whale migrations in areas where they wish to conduct oil exploration. The oil company says it is not yet ready to begin the flights, according to a report from the Associated Press. The FAA will allow the company to fly AeroVironment Puma AE and in-situ Scan Eagle aircraft to conduct its research. Those two UAVs are the first to receive authorization for commercial use in the U.S. from the FAA, that according to a report from Engadget. The research is within the scope of anticipated use of UAVs in domestic airspace, which also includes wildlife management and search and rescue missions. And speaking of Alaska, the Alaska Department of Natural Resources will allow NuVista Electric Cooperative to use a helicopter as it researches the feasibility of placing a hydroelectric dam at Chicamunic Lake in the Wood-Tikchik State Park. The electric cooperative applied to use the helicopter for such activities as studying fish and raptor populations and their movements, as well as stream flow in the area. The decision to allow helicopters to land in the park was made by the DNR on June 28th, according to a report from radio station KDLG in Dillingham, Alaska. An appeal was filed by the Bristol Bay Heritage Land Trust, but the DNR said, in denying the appeal, that the use of the aircraft will help present a better overall understanding of the park and is therefore appropriate. United Technologies has accepted responsibility for assembly errors that led to problems with fire extinguishers aboard three All Nippon Airways Dreamliners. The online financial analyst Zacks.com reports that UT found that an assembly error at one of its service centers led to faulty, refurbished fire extinguisher bottles being installed in the airplanes. ANA has said it will inspect all of its Dreamliners to be sure there are not problems with any additional airplanes. ANA, Boeing, and United Technologies all say that the fault did not jeopardize passenger safety. When AeroNews continues, how many teraflops can a teraflop flop? British boys want to be pilots, and he got far more than his 15 minutes of fame.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, August 28th. I'm Glenn Moyer. In less than a year, U.S. aviation weather forecast could start improving significantly. In 2 or 3 years, today's pre-flight weather planning products could be remembered as inefficient or sluggish. The more timely, specific forecast will be made possible by a more than tenfold increase in National Weather Service computing power from today's 80 teraflops. By the way, that's 80 trillion calculations per second, for those of you that don't know, to well over 1,000 teraflops. In layman's terms, NWS is transitioning to a supercomputer. The upgrades will be installed in stages between now and 2015. Thunderstorm forecast will see the first improvements. Rather than describing just the likelihood of convective activity in a general area, forecast will name specific locations where thunderstorms will form, provide a realistic prediction where holes may be in lines of thunderstorms that have not yet formed, and the heights the storms will attain, and more. The upgrades are the result of congressional concern that European weather models quickly and correctly predicted Hurricane Sandy's unusual westward turn last October, while the NWS computers were still grinding away. Congress set aside $25 million for computer upgrades. An independent poll conducted in the UK finds that pilot is one of the top career choices for children, particularly boys in the 6 to 12-year-old age range. It was second only to footballer. Of course, that would be a soccer player here in the U.S. The independent poll, commissioned by British Airways, an official partner for Disney's animated feature Planes, queried some 650 children between 6 and 12 years old. It found that the highest number of kids who said pilot was their top career choice were in London and Wales. The airline has renamed an aircraft Bulldog after the British aircraft in the film that's voiced by John Cleese, by the way. The film will be shown on board flights from September and promises to be one of the most popular family films on board this year, that according to a company news release. Well, no one really knows what happened on Thanksgiving Eve in 1971 after a man calling himself D.B. Cooper jumped from the rear exit of a Boeing 727 with $200,000 and disappeared into the night. Some say he was killed, others say he lived a long life, but neither he or most of the money he was given were ever found. The incident is now the subject of an exhibit that will run through January 5th at the Washington State History Museum. USA Today reports that the exhibit features a mock-up of a 727 cockpit and cabin, along with discussions of the science of skydiving, forensics, and changes made in the airline industry in the wake of the crime. The exhibit will also have interactive shows with an actor impersonating Cooper. Among the artifacts on display are marked bills from the ransom money paid to D.B. Cooper, one of the four parachutes he demanded before letting the passengers off the plane, and first-person accounts from FBI records. Washington State Historical Society Director Jennifer Kilmer told USA Today that the purpose of the exhibit is to give the visitor a, quote-unquote, 360-degree view of the event and its impact on the airline industry, as well as the unsolved mystery of what happened to D.B. Cooper. Now, I'm sure it's a nice exhibit, but perhaps only 350 degrees? I mean, if we don't know what happened to D.B. Cooper, how can we have a 360-degree or full-circle view? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.